When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838, 239-3838, North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number two business.
Ever heard of visceral fat? Well, you have it, and it's not very flattering. This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. Cast your eyes down to look at your toes and tell me if you can see your feet. If not, meet visceral fat, known as belly fat, that is so hard to get rid of. Incorporating bits of exercise before heading out the door or hitting the hay can help reduce all over body fat as well as abdominal fat. I suggest a forward lunge. Don't let the name scare you. Start slowly and have a chair beside you to hold on to if necessary. Start by standing with your arms by your side, feet hip width apart. Take a big step forward with your right foot and lower into a lunge while bending the front knee to a 90-degree angle and the back knee touching the floor. Press through your right foot and straighten both legs. Step back up and bring your legs together. Repeat with the left leg. That's one rep. If you are unsteady on your feet, put a chair beside you to straighten and do 8 to 10 repetitions. Keep listening to Healthy Habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and educator at Cuesta College, who adds, don't let age change you, change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, July 6, 2026, and Kevin Will.
Trial date for Templeton man accused of child molestation is set. Layoffs coming to two Slo County hospitals, and a Mega Millions prize-winning ticket sold in Slo County. Details on those and other stories coming up. Sunny skies ahead with highs in the upper 80s. It's 55 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chad Stevens.
KPRL Local News is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. A trial is set to begin next month for a Templeton man accused of raping one child and molesting two other teenagers. According to court records, Jesus Rosales Morales, Jesus Rosales Morales committed lewd acts on three different young girls from 2017 onward. One was Morales' niece, who said Morales kissed her when she was 14 back in 2017. Morales' niece from another family member said he committed lewd acts while kissing her back in 2021. She was 14 to 15 years old at that time. A third victim then spoke up after her mother described to her the allegations against her uncle. Morales faces 15 years to life in prison if convicted. His trial is scheduled to begin August 13th. Layoffs are coming to two Slo County hospitals. I'll have that story coming up next. KPRL New Time is 7:12.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
Good morning. KPRL News continues at 7:13. San Luis Obispo County's largest hospital system has begun to cut several positions, though it says the move will actually increase local jobs. Last week, Adventist Health Systems West put out a worker adjustment and retraining notification, or WARN notice, alerting employees across the company's Western Division of impending layoffs. According to the notice, a total of 115 roles are being eliminated between Kern, Kings, Lake, Los Angeles, Mendocino, Napa, Placer, San Joaquin, Solano, Tuolumne, Ventura, Yuba, and San Luis Obispo counties starting as of July 3rd. In San Luis Obispo County, 9 positions are being eliminated between the company's Twin Cities and Sierra Vista hospitals, according to the WARN notice. The following positions are being eliminated. At Sierra Vista, Administrative Director, Quality Management, Risk Management Specialist, RN with Infection Protection, and an RN with Quality Assurance, 2 of those. At Adventist Health Twin Cities, Manager, Accreditation and Regulatory Compliance, Peer Review Specialist is being taken care of, RN, Infection Prevention and Quality Assurance, and RN, Quality Assurance. The changes come as Adventist Health Spokesperson Shelley Gasecki said Adventist Health is implementing a more centralized, role-specialized structure across its quality, risk management, infection prevention, accreditation, regulatory, and licensing departments. Gasecki said the new organizational structure will actually lead to an increase of locally based support roles from 10 to 12 at Central Coast Adventist Health Hospitals. Gasecki said there will be no disruption in care or services as a result of the change, both for day-to-day care and for the services provided by the quality, risk management, infection prevention, and accreditation teams. Paso Robles firefighters contained a residential fire on the 4th of July. They responded to a report of a residential structure fire on the 600 block of Brook Hill Drive about 2:45 p.m., 4th of July. Crews found smoke coming from a two-car garage with flames extending into the living space of a duplex residence. Residents were home at the time of the incident, but were notified by neighbors and were able to evacuate safely before units arrived. Crews managed to knock down the flames without extensive structural damage. That cause is still under investigation. A vegetation fire erupted Sunday afternoon near the 200 block of O'Connor Way in San Luis Obispo. Fire officials said the blaze had the potential to grow to 50 acres, but it was quickly contained to about 13 acres. Crews remained on scene to mop up the blaze 4 hours later. No injuries were reported, no structures were damaged, and no information has been released on the cause. A Mega Millions ticket sold in Slo County fell just one number short of winning the $542 million jackpot. Instead, the lucky ticket won $38,772. The ticket matched four winning numbers, but not the Mega Ball, in the drawing on Friday, July 3rd, with a three-time multiplier, the California State Lottery said. California adjusts lottery prizes based on the number of tickets sold and the number of winners. The lucky ticket was sold at Vons Express at 550 West Teft Street in Napomo. The winning numbers were 5, 9, 29, 47, 57, and the Mega Ball of 16. A player in Pennsylvania won a $3 million prize. Nearly 340,000 other tickets sold in the U.S. won prizes ranging from $10 to $50,000 in the drawing, and more than 45,000 tickets sold in California also won prizes. Nobody won the jackpot, so it now rises to an estimated $576 million. The next drawing is tomorrow, Tuesday, July 7th at 8 p.m. Pacific Time. Mega Millions is played in 45 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. The second phase of the Creston Road Improvement Project is set to begin July 13th. Phase 2 will go from Orchard Drive to Niblick Road, continuing from the work completed in Phase 1. The overall project will upgrade utilities, add new sidewalks, improve ADA access, and construct a roundabout at Rolling Hills Road. During this time, Rolling Hills will be closed to through traffic because of underground utility work. Other traffic closures and lane modifications will begin in late July. Work will be done Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. The city says they will begin the project with two concurring phases to reduce construction impacts and work to avoid lane closures to minimize disruption during school commute hours. For project updates and construction information, residents are encouraged to visit the City of Paso Robles website. During the summer months, high school students in Paso Robles are encouraged to sign up for the city's first ever Volunteer Week in August. The program is open to sophomores through seniors August 10th and 11th. The 2 days will each have two sessions, one from 10 a.m. to noon and the second from 1 to 3 p.m. Students are encouraged to volunteer for any number of sessions they like. Registration is first come, first served. Tasks will include collection development, outreach and bookmobile preparation, audiovisual collection maintenance, and advisory displays. Participants will receive a certificate documenting their hours. Signups can be done at prcity.libcal.com. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, the San Francisco Giants lost on the road to the Colorado Rockies 7-6. Dodgers lost one at home 5-2 to the Padres, and Minnesota beat up on the Yankees 6-1. On tap today, the Diamondbacks are at the Padres, Rockies at the Dodgers, and Yankees at the Rays. In California news, the husband of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was involved in a hit-and-run in California on Friday. Witnesses say Paul Pelosi was driving a brown convertible in Yountville when he struck a legally parked car, briefly stopped, and then drove away. No injuries were reported and no arrests have been made. Officials say they are recommending a misdemeanor charge. 8 Democratic governors, including Gavin Newsom, have asked the U.S. Postal Service to withdraw its proposed rule that seeks to implement an executive order from President Trump regarding vote-by-mail ballots. The rule, which has been blocked by a federal judge, directs Immigration and Customs Enforcement to create a citizenship list for each state and the Postal Service and limit mailed ballots to those on the list. KPRL News has been brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. Food and farm news is up next. KPRL News Time is 7:20.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The U.S. dairy industry continues to grow, and with that growth comes new opportunities and projects. International Dairy Foods Association Chief Operating Officer Tom Wojno has details on what is currently underway across the industry.
I think today's consumer is looking at nutrition. I think they're looking at convenience. And most importantly, I think they're looking at value. I think dairy has all of the opportunities here. I think we are squarely in, we can check the box of all three. I think we are front and center with the American consumer right now.
While domestic demand is good, he says there's an opportunity to expand and diversify the dairy export strategy.
We developed Project Diversify as a data-backed initiative to take a number of inputs, distill highly complicated information, and make it actionable. So we took a number of different inputs as we look at different export markets. And we think that our new tool has the ability to equip exporters with actionable insights and tools that can really support their own strategic decision making and develop a more resilient global expansion strategy.
Tom Wojno with the International Dairy Foods Association.
You work hard raising America's beef. Now get rewarded with Superior Livestock. Market your cattle to the nation's largest buyer base by consigning to Superior's Video Royale video auction July 27th through the 31st in Winnemucca, Nevada, and live online. They come to your ranch, showcase your cattle nationwide, and deliver true price discovery through competitive bidding. Call 800-422-2117 or visit superiorlivestock.com. But hurry, the consignment deadline for Video Royale is July 10th.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional Auction happening August 5th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Los Angeles, Sacramento, and Tulare locations with in-person inspections available. Choose from agriculture equipment, earth-moving equipment, compact construction equipment, and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Los Angeles to sign up. That's rbauction.com/Los Angeles.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course. Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote, on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Midstate Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidstatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Good morning. KPRL News continues at 7:25 with food and farm news. Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation is the sponsor. He's a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Robert Isom, president and CEO of the Western Tree Nut Association and California Cotton Ginners and Growers Association, warned against the rapid growing burdens facing California farmers. Isom said they face challenges regarding a single-use plastic packaging law, growing competitive disadvantages compared to other states, and water troubles. Water is one of the central themes in Isom's message, saying that despite reservoirs hitting on or above historical averages, many Westside growers continue to receive only 25% of their water allocations. Isom also said rats and gophers have destroyed massive irrigation systems while chewing through drip tubing in search of water. Combined crop losses now represent hundreds of millions of dollars. On top of it all, Isom highlighted that regulatory proposals and restrictions continue to climb for California farmers. Isom emphasized the importance of the upcoming state gubernatorial election as one of the most consequential for the future of agriculture. Food and Farm News has been brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay across from the post office. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic on KPRL brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Traffic Way in Paso Robles. I'm sorry, at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. Well, good news. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this morning, with no reports of accidents or other traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic on KPRL was brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. Weather on KPRL is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton at 434-3276. North County weather, sunny skies today, highs in the upper 80s, winds at 5 miles per hour, partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s and winds at 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunshine once again and a bit warmer with highs in the low 90s, wind gusts up to 15 miles per hour tomorrow. Sunny on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, partly cloudy Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Mid-90s Wednesday and Thursday, low 90s Friday, upper 80s Saturday and Sunday, and 90 once again a week from today. It is currently cloudy and 55 degrees. Weather on KPRL was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street in Templeton. That's the news. I'm Chad Stevens. KPRL News Time is 7:28.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open higher with the Dow in record territory. President Trump opened the NYSE and NASDAQ remotely from the White House, joined by Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent to launch the start of Trump accounts. West Texas Intermediate oil is under $70 a barrel as ships move through the Strait of Hormuz, and OPEC Plus agreed to raise production. Apple shares open flat. Analysts at TF International Securities say Apple's foldable smartphone could sell out. It could take time time to ramp up production and shipments of the device. And merger news, Novartis is buying British biotech company Myrix Bio. It will expand Novartis cancer treatment business. Novartis shares are down more than 1.5%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
Lint Patrol specializes in dryer vent cleaning. You can trust Dylan with Lint Patrol to keep your vents clean and safe, and this helps your dryer run more efficiently and reduces the risk of a house fire. Dylan has over 6 years of appliance preventative maintenance experience and is knowledgeable in all things appliance care. This is an affordable, simple way to help protect your home. Contact Dylan today at 805-975-5176 or visit lintpatrolca.com.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda Power Equipment dealer. In Atascadero and El Camino Real, call or text 238-577-5238-KPRL to join us.
KPRL, listen to the voices.
The Morning Exchange.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have Mr. Tommy Harris on from Harris Stage Line. He's been around for a while.
Oh, man.
Entertaining. He's a kick.
He is.
He's just, I've never seen him without a smile on his face.
I don't think I have either.
Yeah.
And we've both known him a long time.
Yes, indeed. So he'll be on. We'll have some fun and let us know what he's up to as we get ready for the California Mid-State Fair. And then Susanna and the 1 o'clock hour. So enjoy that here on The Right Choice. And you know what? It's you can change the topic at any time that you feel like it. Just any time that you feel like it.
Like about now.
Yeah. All right. So the Lightning. Are you aware of the 30-30 rule?
30-30 rule? No.
Okay. Well, you're going to learn it right now.
Okay.
The lightning safety rules, the 30-30. Count the seconds between a lightning flash and a thunderclap.
Oh, uh-huh.
If it is 30 seconds or less, the storm is close. This means 6 miles or less. Go indoors right away. Okay. And then it says wait for 30 minutes after the last thunder sound before going back outside. Restart this timer if you hear more thunder. Avoid hazards. Stay away from tall trees and metal fences. Tents and open stages are not safe. Go into a real building instead of a fake one, I guess, with plumbing and wiring. So these are the necessary rules. So they state now.
I've never, ever counted to 30 before I heard a thunderclap. I mean, like, you know, 8. 3. Obviously, they were closer than I thought then.
Have you ever counted when you drop food on the floor?
Yes. I go by the 5-second rule. Unless the dog gets to it first. Or the cat.
I'm eating it no matter what.
I once had to fight my dog.
There's leftover pizza on the ground, and I wake up the next morning, I'm eating it.
Hey, look, pizza.
Yeah, it looks good. I'll just put it in a microwave. That'll kill all the germs.
Yeah.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. The other day, you were talking about ridiculous statements. To me, the most ridiculous statement I ever heard was, this lady stepped up to the podium at city council. This was a long time ago when we were talking about different ways to fall to attack the parking situation. And her statement was, I had to walk 2 blocks to get to the gym. Have a good day, gentlemen.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Ah, jeez. I had to walk 2 blocks to the gym.
Well,
It never ceases to crack me up because, well, you've seen it at your gym. People are vying for parking places right up front. It's like, that's sort of counterproductive.
Well, yes and no.
Okay.
I mean, you want the convenience, but also there are certain areas and maybe certain times when you want to be as close as possible because that way somebody is less likely to mess with your vehicle.
Well, that's true.
Okay. So I understand that. Now, there's a couple of things now that's been brought up. If you have a really big, high vehicle, don't park in front because the other vehicles of the normal size, they can't see getting out.
Yeah.
Okay? And just, you know, be considerate and do that. Also, particularly at the gym, although it hasn't happened recently. If you work at the gym, you don't park in the front part there. You park near the back.
Hopefully.
That is for the customers.
Yeah, should be.
That should be convenience for the customers. You should be told that, or if you're over 6 years old, you should be able to realize and understand that.
I had to walk 10 steps to get to my truck from work.
Hi, good morning.
You poor fellow. Hey, does anyone have an estimate of how many people were at the Templeton Parade?
A lot.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's an exact amount.
Yeah. So Chad and Bobby counted, and they came up with a lot.
Yeah. Well, once we ran out of fingers and toes, we were done. So, a lot. It's Templeton.
I've never seen so many people there.
No, it was really well attended, and I think everybody had a great time.
Gave me some new hope.
There you go.
Thank you.
Well, okay, now that we have the count in Templeton as a lot.
A lot, yeah.
How many were in Creston? You know, that's a town that's over there.
Creston?
Yeah. Not the one in Pennsylvania.
Or Iowa.
Iowa, yeah, that one. The one in Templeton, and of course we know that it was packed at Barney Schwartz Park.
Mm-hmm.
So talk about parking. Because I have talked to a couple of people over the years that have worked at Barney Schwartz Park, particularly in the parking area. Okay? And again, these are...
You have to have a certain amount of patience to park people at an event. You could never do it.
Well, I used to do it years ago, not for the city.
And they asked you not to come back.
Rotary? No, we had the Rotary Winemakers.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay, long time, about, I don't know, 10 or 12 years till we got overtaken by another government.
By usurpers?
I'll just say wannabes. Anyway, so if you go to an event such as the Barney Schwartz, the city has had that lot set up for a couple of weeks, I think, because mm-hmm. I go by there every day. I'm pretty sure it's a couple of weeks. And if you show up a little bit late and you start to complaining to the people that are trying to park you,
oh, geez,
that you have to walk too far, I just assume that those parking people have the authority to just say, leave. It's not my fault you showed up late, okay?
Right.
And so, and there's a good chance people like that, again, as I said earlier in the show, I don't want them at Christmas Day at my house.
No.
Okay? You know what time, you know it's going to be crowded. Either a couple of things. Number one, deal with it because you know it's going to be crowded. It's like you're going to spend X amount of money when you go to Disneyland. Don't complain how much it costs. You know in advance. Or show up earlier.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, they changed the hours of the Templeton Parade from 10 o'clock to 9:30 this year. We got there at 8:30, and it was full up. As a matter of fact, I was there the night before in Templeton, and everybody had already stake their claim to their seats.
Right. Yeah, they do the same thing at Cayucas.
Okay. Yeah, I was surprised. I mean, there were no spaces left.
Yeah. Well, you can see that even some of the areas here for Pioneer Day, people will do that the night before too. They'll set up their chairs.
Yeah.
Which I'm always amazed
that they're still there.
That they're still there.
I am too. I was like, oh, hey, this is a nice chair.
No kidding.
Look, it's out, and it must be free.
But in a way, it's very nice that people are, one, that trusting, and then there hasn't been that much, that many dirtbags doing anything. But if you're going to show up late to an event, folks, deal with it, okay? Don't want to hear, the excuse for it. Doesn't matter. Somebody got here before you did, and now you're going to have to walk an extra whatever amount of feet. Just shut up and thank the people that are volunteering to do to help park.
That's a good. I'm glad you brought that up. I always try and say thank you for volunteering. It means a lot. It goes a long way to a volunteer.
And also understand that the people that are doing this, working or volunteering, it's not their rules.
Right. They're just enforcing them.
They're just enforcing them. Okay. So I just assume you turn around and go home.
And we'd all rather that happen.
And not you be around anybody because you're just, can't say what I'm thinking on the radio. All right, so let's see here. The events. Your odds of being struck by lightning in any given year are about 1 in 1.5 million.
That's pretty good odds.
Yeah, and about 40 people are struck annually in the United States. 90% of those victims survive.
Wow.
Although many endure lasting health issues. That's not good.
No.
Mm-hmm. Now, this isn't a surprise.
Oh, jeez.
Over 80% of those struck are male.
Hey, Lorraine, there's lightning.
Hey, I bet you I can climb that tree. Come on, boy.
Watch this.
Come on. You a sissy? I'll kick your ear. Yeah. All right. Now, the mortality in states like Florida and Texas during summer outdoor activities such as fishing or boating.
Oh, yeah. Oh, don't get caught on a lake.
So there you have that, and it's similar to the statistics for males. I think it's between 18 and 24 are more likely to be bitten by a snake.
Mm.
It's a very high percentage, and I'm guessing the just experiencing being a male at that age.
Hey, you got a stick?
May have to do something with that. And also, in many instances, particularly because I talked to a vet about this about 10 years ago, it's usually, you know, like 3-4 o'clock, somewhere around there. And in many instances, it has to do with the consumption of certain beverages.
What?
Hard to believe.
Yeah.
That's really hard to believe. I looked at him, I said, nah, that can't be true. that just can't be true. Combination of the age and, let's just say, a little white lightning is not a good combination. Ding, ding, or the ding, snake. Ding, 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 yeah, particularly the snake part. That's not bueno. So, anyway. So, be safe. So, now I have a better understanding of why of these events are being canceled.
Well, with the chances of being hit by lightning over one to a million. What about people that have been struck by lightning 3 or 4 different times? What the heck is up with them?
I don't know. I just saw something the other day about some guy. I don't know his name or when, but he has been struck by lightning 7 times.
Yeah, it's the same guy, yeah.
And I don't want to hang around him, I can guarantee you.
No. just call me.
If you want to talk to me, call me. When I saw that, I was looking for something more like, okay, so give me the circumstances.
Yeah.
Is the guy being...
Is he on a golf course? Is he...
Yeah, is he being an idiot, or is it just, no pun, but dumb luck?
Yeah.
I don't know. Not something I would want to experience.
What would he be called, a conduit?
You've called a lot of things. All right, we're going to exit. Stage left.
This KPRL local news update is brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. A trial date for a Templeton man accused of child molestation is set. Layoffs coming to 2 Slo County hospitals. And a Mega Millions prize-winning ticket sold in Slo County. Details on those and other stories coming up. Sunny skies ahead with highs in the upper 80s. It's 57 degrees. This local news update on KPRL has been brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump rings the opening bells of the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ to herald the Trump savings accounts for American babies. Launching a very busy week, he heads for Turkey later for the NATO summit with allies who are not helpful on Iran. While the streets of Iran echo with death to America chants at their extended July 4th funeral for the Ayatollah killed in the U.S.-Israel airstrikes, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tells Fox.
I think that if the Iranian people were given a chance, they'd throw these bums out. And I think we have to recognize that. They are not America's friend, and we should not let them have nuclear weapons.
Accused Charlie Kirk assassin Tyler Robinson in his Provo, Utah preliminary hearing today. America is listening to Fox News.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
happy birthday, America. Time to celebrate 250 years of freedom and liberty. Freedoms hard fought and precious to us all. To keep our freedoms, citizens need good and reliable information about our schools and our local government. Your Slo County Tea Party has been your go-to source of this info for the last 15 years. Come join your Tea Party this Monday, July 6th, 6 p.m. at Republican headquarters in Atascadero. Good information, good refreshments, good company.
Hi, this is Mimi inviting you to come join us at A-Town Diner in Atascadero, where you'll find a comfortable atmosphere and a fresh home-cooked meal. We offer daily specials and have a homemade soup of the day. We offer breakfast and lunch menu all day long, so you can always experience a hearty breakfast and one of our famous Virgil burgers. Our dinner menu starts at 4 o'clock Monday through Saturday. Enjoy a malt or a shake with that meal, or top it off with a good old-fashioned banana split. We look forward to seeing you at A-Town Diner in Atascadero.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Upper 80s today, mostly sunny. A few passing clouds, otherwise clear tonight and overnight. Lows in the low 50s. We'll be at 90 degrees on your Tuesday, and enjoy that. Mid-90s on Wednesday, upper 90s on Thursday. Then we'll go back down to the low 90s on Friday, upper 80s Saturday, mid-80s Sunday. Back to 90 a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down, 5:54 a.m., 8:22 p.m., Vion at 57 degrees. Weather brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the delightful River Oaks community. Great meals at great prices. All right, volunteers and docents wanted. If you're looking for something exciting, interesting, and educational to fill your free time, please consider volunteering at the Paso Robles History Museum in the Carnegie Library. Flexible hours and days. Volunteer as much or as little as you want. Docents on the main floor of the museum greet visitors and share information about the exhibits and the rich history of El Paso de Robles. All docents and volunteers are trained and mentored, so no experience is necessary. How about that? Okay. Also, let's see here. Oh, it's coming up. The 22nd annual Ron and Susan Gallagher Golf Tournament, the Memorial. It's August 15th at Hunter Ranch. Registration is open, and you can do that through the Paso Robles and Templeton Chamber of Commerce. That is who's hosting it. And let's see here. I think the sign-in is at 7:30. Now, remember this tournament, it's been around for 22 years, very successful, so the spots fill quickly every year. Don't wait to reserve your foursome or your sponsorship. Again, the 22nd annual Ron and Susan Gallagher Memorial Golf Tournament, August 15th at Hunter Ranch. All right, your community calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Remember, they've got lunch for you every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. It is 8 minutes away from 8 o'clock at The Right Choice, KPRL.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. All right, leading off this morning, let's see here. We have Emily Harris, Mark James Minnis, Chester Rogan, Deborah Taylor, Allie Anderson, Arnie Fitton's having a birthday, Arnie, Jennifer Friedel, Patricia Sherwin, Laura Barnett, Daniel McKenna, Cassie Didio, and could it be, or is it, Jerry Jones is having a birthday? Is that possible? My goodness. All right, Jerry. On my right-hand side, let's see here. Who do we have? I have not yet begun to fight. John Paul Jones, a naval officer, 1747-1792. Let's see. Oh, Laverne Andrews of the Andrews Sisters, 1916-1967. Family Affairs, Sebastian Cabot. What was his name in that?
Mr. French.
Mr. French. They're Mr. French, Mr. French. 1918, he gone in 1977. First Lady Nancy Reagan, 1921, 2016. William Shalit from the Patty Duke Show and did a lot of commercials, too. 1922, 2016. Oh, man. He's in the College Football Hall of Fame. He was a quarterback at the University of Oklahoma, but his fame is from the University of Texas. Coach Darryl Royal, 1924, 2012. Merv Griffin, 1925. 2007, Bill Haley of the Comets, 1925. He died in 1981. Ooh, a talented actress, Janet Leigh, 1927, 2004. Former presidential candidate, Pat Paulson. Smothers Brothers comedy.
Oh, man, he was funny.
He was. That deadpan look. Mm-hmm. 1927, Pat passed away in 1997. Oh, this lady could sing. Della Reese, 1931, 2017. Every time I hear this name, I think of Bill Murray. The 14th Dalai Lama, 1935, Caddyshack. Yeah. Ah, here he is, the boy from Kentucky, and one of the great scenes in the history of movies. Squeal, squeal! Ned Beatty in 1937, 2021.
He did a lot of other stuff, and that's the one that you come up with.
Yeah, because I've mentioned it before. Okay, so his... his agent calls him.
Yeah.
And he says, "Hey, Ned, I've got some work for you, a film to consider." "Oh, really?" "Yeah. It's this movie with John Voight and Burt Reynolds." "Wow. That's pretty good. What do I have to do in it?" "I'm sold. I'll take it." 1937, 2021. The Duke of Earl, Gene Chandler, 1937. Groovy Situation's a better song, I think.
Yeah.
Robin, Burt Ward, 1945. George Bush, 1946. Fred Dreyer, heck of a football player. Mm-hmm. And
not also, a bad actor.
Not a bad actor. 1946 is Sylvester Stallone was born in 46. All right.
Also, not a bad actor. Not a great actor.
Come on.
He's made a career out of it.
I know. A lot better than I. Yeah. Yeah. No, I just don't. Anyway. Shelley Hack, the actress, 1947. Geraldine James, the actress from a whole bunch of stuff, 1950. Jeffrey Rush, the actor, 1951. Who else? Oh, Nancy Griffith, the singer. 1954. Oh, man. Second baseman, played a long time for the New York Yankees. Willie Randolph, 1954. From Spandau Ballet, John Keeble, 1959. Kimberly Foster, 1961. Also continuing on the list, we have everybody's favorite, 50 Cent, 1975. I don't know when Gary will feature him on Jukebox, but yeah, don't hold your breath. Paul Gasol, the very good basketball player. He was born in 1980. Brandon Jacobs, yeah, beast of a running back for the New York Giants, 1982. Also on the list, we have Millie and Becky Rosso, the twin sisters, the actresses of, I don't know. Anyway, they're on the list. And passing away on this day, good riddance, Robert McNamara, the U.S. Secretary of Defense. He was a rat. He died in 2000. Oh, who didn't like this guy? Buddy Ebsen.
Oh, yeah.
2003, man. He was just, love Buddy Ebsen. Roy Rogers passed away in 1998. Satchmo, Louis Armstrong, 1971. Who else passed away? James Caan, 2022. Brian Song, and of course, The Godfather.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Mr. Daniels, Charlie Daniels passed away in 2020. William Faulkner, the author, 1962. And who else passed away? Supreme Court Justice John Marshall. 1835. All right.
A lot of famous people decided to call it a day on this date.
Yes, they did. There was no bias here on this pick for the top of the list today whatsoever.
Oh, jeez.
No. Played 13 of his 18 years for the New York Yankees, second baseman, six-time All-Star, World Series champion as well. They got him from the Pirates in a trade with Doc Ellis and a couple of other guys and stuff.
Neener Pirates.
But he was also co-captain of the Yankees with Ron Guidry. He was just a solid player. He wasn't a great player. He was a solid player for many, many years and a heck of a nice guy and represented. He grew up in Brooklyn, represented the Yankees and himself and family very well. Willie Randolph to the top.
KPRL Local News Update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage and Paso Robles. Trial date for a Templeton man accused of child molestation has been set. Layoffs coming to two Slo County hospitals and a Mega Million prize winning ticket sold in Slo County. Details on those and other stories coming up. Sunny skies ahead with highs in the upper 80s. It's 58 degrees. This KPRL local news update has been brought to you by Mars Mega Storage for your RV, boats, household, and commercial items. 101 Welsona Road in Paso Robles. Call 467-3200 or marsmegastorage.com.
Now, Willie Randolph and his wife had four kids, and one of the daughters, she graduated from Fordham University, and he gave the commencement address at that, and that was... That same day, later that same day or that evening, he went back to his day or night job as the manager of the New York Mets, and he managed that game, and it just so happened to be against the New York Yankees. All right, one more to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.